I want to play you a little bit of my exchange from a little earlier on with the Director General in the Department of Health, Dr. Sandile Buthelezi, just in case you missed it, and a reminder, because we're going to be speaking now to the chairperson of SAHPRA, the South African Health Product Regulatory Authority, Professor Helen Rees. But just have a listen. So are we still doing temperature screening, for example?
Yes, we are still doing the temperature screening.
Why?
No, Professor, I'm not doing an OSCE here. I'm not a medical student, but we're still doing it, but we'll probably do away with
But what's the reason?
Away with it.
But hold on, Dr. Buthelezi, you are the national, you are the Director General in the National Department of Health. Can you explain why it is that we still have that regulation?
Yes, we're doing it just to check if people have got high temperature or low temperature.
And of course, as we know, this is no longer something that is useful in detecting whether or not somebody has COVID-19. In fact, both times I have had COVID-19, my temperature checks were just fine. It's not always able to detect, especially in asymptomatic people. But the Director General was unable to explain it to us. Professor Helen Rees, I think you heard a little bit of that exchange from a little earlier on. And although, of course, we welcome some of the adjustments that were announced by the president, much of what still remains is frankly baffling to most people.
Yes, and obviously this is getting a lot of attention. But I just want to start with the really good news about yesterday's discussion. And one is the real emphasis on vaccination. And the second is that we can do away with masks outside with all those caveats. Because what that means is we are now progressing back to a much more normal situation in response to the current situation we find ourselves in with Omicron. So I think that that's to be applauded. And the second thing I think has a lot of people are just sort of scratching their heads about is being careful that we don't slip up. Because I think one of the worst things we can do is to scrap everything and then a month later say, whoops, new variant of concern, let's reinstate everything. And I think that's probably why we're seeing now a staged or a phased set of changes. And the regulations out there, yes, indeed, they've come in for a lot of comment. And I think there's sort of going to be three categories of comment. One is the issue of the evidence. What does the evidence say? And also, of all of these public health and social measures, what are acceptable and feasible, and what does the evidence say? And the others would be legal comments and human rights comments, possibly. And the others will be comments that you had earlier on from business, saying actually the most important thing is the economy. So I think that's the kind of situation we're in, and I think this is a time where we should tell, please comment. That you've been invited to comment, please comment, and be honest in what you say.
Prof, with the greatest of respect, I mean, I think most of us would in fact be willing to comply with any changes that might arise if the system and what we've been told to put up with consistently makes sense. In other words, if something were to change down the line, I think most people, if they believe what we're currently having to deal with makes sense, would be willing to adjust. What makes people hesitant and reluctant even is when what we are slowly phasing out in itself doesn't make sense. That's what makes people suspicious. And I don't know if that's something we can actually afford.
No, you're right, Bongani, because I think that one of the big things, not only in South Africa, but a global issue, has been trust in science. And many of the things that are now being challenged were put in early on when we didn't know much about the virus, we didn't have vaccines, we didn't have therapies, and we were extremely nervous. So things like temperature and symptom screening that you just referenced now were appropriate early on when we were looking at containing happening. We hoped we could contain. Clearly, we couldn't, and in fact, probably nowhere in the world will be able to once this is over. So you're quite right that some of those things have, they were fit for purpose at the time and are no longer fit for purpose. And we must be very honest as scientists and evidence-based advisors to say, well, yeah, that one needs to go now. And that's the kind of thing that is coming out from the Ministerial Advisory Committee. It's coming from independent scientists, as we heard today. I think that rather than being concerned or defensive, I think let's embrace those scientific opinions and let's move to where we are today with Omicron.
From your lips to the president's ears, Professor Helen Rees, always appreciate your time, the chairperson there of the South African Health Product Regulatory Authority.